This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Blasted. Blasted.
With guest hosts Susie Schuster, Colleen Wolfe, and Sarah Tiana. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests: Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin, ESPN reporter Holly Rowe, senior NFL writer for The Athletic Kevin Fishbane, veteran NBA reporter Frank Isola, plus latest news and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster, Colleen Wolfe, and Sarah Tiana.
That is right. Do not adjust your sets. Don't change that radio station. We are here. It is a Women's Sports Now takeover of the Rich Eisen Show. I'm Susie Schuster, in for my husband, Rich, who better not embarrass me at the family feud, at the celebrity family feud, because I'm just saying, the guys are all in Atlanta, and we've been practicing for a while now. I can't say it's been great. In fact, they've been a bunch of idiots, but we'll see what happens when they go up against the Dan Patrick Show. They're taping today in Atlanta with Steve Harvey. My favorite gif of all is him just looking horrified and flummoxed by one of the idiot people who's on a show who we love, because let's face it, my husband's about to be one of them, but cannot wait to get through the next 3 hours with you. And looking to my right, I see where the candle is about to be lit.
Oh, yes.
It is Colleen Wolfe from NFL Network.
Hi.
And host of Women's Sports Now exclusively on Roku channel.
That's right. I also have questions about how you've been practicing with Rich for this game show. Like,
okay,
what that looks like. But also, TJ left me a note.
He did. What's it say?
I think I should read real quick. It says Wolf with his own letterhead, too.
Okay, amazing.
Wolf, a very important part of sitting here is lighting the candle at the start of the show. So I left some options, including the sand and pause candle for you to keep. Have
that
fun.
That is so
God.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, hold on. The letterhead here is, he's got like logos of himself.
Price is Right.
Oh, wow. Look at him. This
okay,
is so fancy. Okay.
Light up that candle.
Sand and pause.
Let's see.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, this is so lovely over here, guys. I like this.
It
I'm sitting on a golf course.
Estrogen heavy edition
wow.
of the Rich Eisen Show. Once that candle is lit, I will say good morning to
Sarah
Tiana. Looking resplendent in the chair, much prettier than Chris Brockman, I have to say.
I definitely need a candle over here for the smell. Yeah.
I mean, as somebody who sits in that chair very often, it's mm-hmm. disgusting.
Yeah. It's not great.
Yeah.
It's giving me flashbacks of the right side of our bedroom.
Oh, no.
And that is more than you all need to know
yeah.
right here on The Rich Eisen Show. The show, I hope, will still be here after this one, but you never know. RJ, good morning. Great to have you in the chair.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. We will miss Mike Del Tufo. I'll miss the crackling in my ear. I'll miss reminiscing of the last 25 years.
And his laugh.
And Felly. And his laugh. And he's great. And I got a good laugh. I had a Captain America reference yesterday during Family Feud, so I felt like I maybe... went to the right place with Hans Licks, but great to have you here. I hope Felly does well as well.
Yeah, everyone. Right. We better win.
We have a jam-packed show, as we always do. Seth Wickersham's book came out yesterday, or maybe like a little preview of it, was about this book coming out, American Kings, about quarterbacks, and a lot of news about Caleb Williams. So I thought, who better to call than Michael Irvin, who's never afraid to spill the tea. So he will join us in the first hour. Holly Rowe from ESPN will talk about the WNBA launching tonight as well for this season. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic will talk more about the Bears. And then in the third hour, Frank Isola, both from Sirius and from MSG, old friend of mine from covering the NBA. We will have him join us as well to talk about what's happening in the association. 844-204-RICH is the number to call, right? 844-204-RICH is the number to call. Schedule release, guys. You know I love callers. So if you're going to call in, we're going to do your schedule. I prepped my Patriots schedule last night in case I got it in. But I feel like I'm here the next like 3 or 4 days anyway, so I'm not the priority. I'm well aware of that.
This is a good tease, though. You're teasing this out, yeah.
Thank you. 844-204-RICH is the number to call, and we're looking forward to talking to all of you. And tell us why you like us sitting here more than Rich. That will definitely get you in on the air. Anyway, let's start by talking about the association. I got home in time last night to watch the second half, and I watched that game six. And I just thought to myself, which direction is this going to go in? And now we know the direction is heading back to OKC for that all-important game seven. And Jamal Murray, who woke up in the morning not feeling great, went and wasn't sure. They actually threw him on the IR. They weren't sure whether he was going to actually make the game or not. And in fact, I would say he made the game. He made the game in some 119 to 107. The series is now tied at three. And again, this was the stat that really, really threw it for me. I didn't realize that it is the seventh game seven for the Nuggets since 2019. That is the most in the NBA during that span, and that's from ESPN Research. Sixth career 25-point game win facing elimination. I see you, Jamal Murray. What an incredible night for him.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, 25 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Also, Jokic just putting the team on his back entirely. But all of these game sevens for Denver, I just feel so bad for all of the teams that have to go in and out of the Denver airport because it is like so horrendous. It is the thing of nightmares. So, you know, if you have to do that, you honestly should win some type of like trophy or award at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible watching them play. He talked last night after the game about whether or not there was ever any question about whether he would suit up for game six.
No. I woke up, was feeling it. Went to the clinic, got tested for a couple different things. It was negative, so happy about that. But I was always going to play in my mind. So I'm glad we got the win. Give ourselves some life and a chance to win the series.
Yeah, the Nuggets now 9-3 with Murray in the lineup. A loss would have let them go home for the year, but instead he came back and he rallied. Averaging 27.6 points, 5.3 boards, 5.3 assists in those games. And here it comes again. Game 7 on Sunday. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has already said this will be our game. We shall see, ladies.
Not buying it.
No?
I don't buy that he was sick. I'm not falling for that.
You're not?
No. Come on. It's just a way to throw them off their set.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just trying to take, you know, pull the wool over the Oklahoma City Thunder eyes.
He's flopping, basically.
Yeah, I don't buy it. He could act sick in that press conference all he wanted, but I don't think so.
All right.
You can't pull a fast one on Tiana.
No,
ever.
But he did. He won. So
do you think it really affects anything when guys play some of that mojo and they try to like put themselves, I'm not feeling well. Oh, but look at me. I had the game of my life.
Yeah. Jordan flu game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the adrenaline, too. I feel like that really
yeah,
does.
Adrenaline.
It does something. You completely forget about everything else. And then all of a sudden, after the game is finished or after the event or whatever is happening, you're like, oh, my God, that's right. I am sick. Yeah. I hate this. Yeah.
Oh, my tummy. Yeah, my tummy hurt.
But for Denver, this is the first time, this is kind of wild, this is the first time in over 2 weeks that Denver will have more than one day of rest between games.
Wow, so it's like a WNBA game.
Exactly.
Huh, what's that
I'm
like?
Sure they'll do great, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm looking forward to game. I love the NBA, so I'm all for here. I love watching the games. I watch them with Cooper at home. We take them all in. I'm actually looking forward to the next series with the Celtics and with the Knicks because watching Rich agonize over them is really quite delightful.
I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm wondering about the Celtics, if they're going to be able to hit threes. I feel like that's going to be huge. But also for the Knicks, I can't believe that the last time they clinched any playoff series at home was 1999. Mm-hmm. Like, it has been a real long time.
Oh, it's been a stretch and a half. And living with a Knicks fan, I have felt it. And that's what makes it so much fun that Cooper is such a diehard Celtics fan, because the two of them are really like watching buddies until now. And then it just gets really ugly. And I think we're seeing something interesting with the Celtics. We're seeing them playing actually more cohesive ball than they do when Jason Tatum's on the floor. And oftentimes, as you guys know, and Sarah, you know this because you're such a baseball person, when one of your stars gets hurt, the team rallies. Nobody rallies quite like a baseball team. But we are seeing the Celtics playing a different style of ball, like better passing, more efficient, without their star player.
Yeah, it's just like something happens where you just feel like you have to like get together. You're like, well, now we really don't have anything to lose. Like, if we lose, everyone will just be like, well, that's because their star wasn't there. So they're honestly playing from a better position, because now they're not the favorite. Now they're not expected to win. But I don't feel like anybody outside of Boston and New York are cheering for these teams. I feel like the rest of America is cheering for the asteroid.
Make it come quicker. What time will the asteroid be here?
And yet this game that's going down in New York tonight, it's at, what is it, 5 o'clock Pacific time. I mean, by the way, you forget how great it is watching sports in the Pacific time zone until you
nothing better
back to the East Coast. Yeah. And you're like, wait a minute, it's 10 o'clock at night and I wanted to watch a Warriors game. Like, what happened here? It's awful, especially if you're over 50, but that's a whole different show. We're talking about this game going down. The price of the seats for this game.
Let's talk about it. What are we talking here?
We're talking 5 to 10 to 15 times greater per ticket. We're talking the price of the seats courtside.
How is it less expensive to sit next to Tracy Morgan if he's vomiting? Do you get a discount?
I would pay such a premium to sit next to Tracy Morgan. Oh, I can't even tell you.
Pay more.
I would risk the vomit.
Same.
I think he's the funniest human being on the planet.
Also one of the greatest human beings on the planet.
Is he really?
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love to hear that.
Yeah. It's a bummer when you love somebody and they're such a...
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Have you had that experience?
I'm sure I have,
yeah.
But I, you know, my memory, I don't know what happened to it. I don't really remember half of my life a lot of the time.
What's your name?
Right. That's a good question.
It's going to be a great showdown. I know that we'll talk to Frank Isola about it in depth. And he, you know, Rich's question is like, ask Franco, like, how does a guy get 5 fouls in 5 minutes? I'm like, oh, calm down. It's fine. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Caleb Williams, guys. Big story yesterday. We're sitting here on the air and we're finishing the first hour of the show, and Rich gets a text from Seth Wickersham from ESPN saying, I've got a big bombshell coming out. My book is dropping, American Kings, the biography of, was it the American quarterback or just the quarterback?
Of the quarterback.
The quarterback.
Yep.
And he says, I'm going to drop some explosive stuff, saying that Caleb basically was watching game tape by himself in his quarterback's room. No one there to review with him. No one there to teach him. No one there to learn from the mistakes that he made on the field. Oh, and oh, by the way, Caleb's dad publicly said, I don't want him going to Chicago.
Yeah, he said Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die. That's what Caleb Williams' dad said. This was before, obviously, he was drafted there. But has his dad heard of Cleveland?
By the way,
I don't know.
Has his dad heard of Cleveland? I don't know, but I mean, think about this, you guys. They could have had Cliff Kingsbury. They could have had his college coach. Mm-hmm. They could have had a coaching staff after they went for this number one pick with so much hope. They could have rebuilt this for him to succeed. And by the way, I want to say again, like we talked about yesterday, again, having covered Pete Carroll for so long, you can be a defensive head coach and make sure you've got the right people around you to bring a guy up the way he brought up Carson Palmer, the way he brought up Russell Wilson, the way Bill Belichick brought up Tom Brady. But to leave Matt Eberflus in there, Colleen, and you were covering the team and you're covering the NFL, so I'm wondering your thoughts on this. And we'll ask Michael Irvin that after this break. But, and we'll ask Kevin Fishbane as well, who covers the team for The Athletic. Why not just make that change? Why make it halfway through? And can you believe what a mess it's been in Chicago?
I mean, and proving Caleb right, too, with Eberflus there and keeping that staff intact when clearly it wasn't working and clearly there was a disconnect. And I just think about how embarrassing this must be, though, for him now, for this to come out and for him now to have to backtrack and be like, no, I love it here. Like, it's a mess. And I hate that for him, but this is the bed that they made, and now they have to lie in it per usual.
But ultimately, he said he wanted to go there. He said he had a team visit, and then he's like, yeah, I want to play here. So is it really that bad? I mean, it's bad, but
it's just bad with all of the press now goes around it, because there's nothing else going on either. So if this was happening during the season, it would be gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah. It's also really hard to say, I don't want to go there. I mean, just to walk into a city that you know you're going to go to, mm-hmm. and with any negativity, is tough. It's a bad look, especially in Chicago, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, did he specifically say, I don't want to go there, or was there just reluctance? Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like there should not have been reluctance.
Right.
Like, you're like, this is not an organization that has shepherded in quarterbacks in a graceful way. This is not an organization that has been cohesive with their talent. And, you know, they haven't had a 4,000-passing, you know, yard passer mm-hmm. in who knows how long. So I think it was right to be reserved and to just be like, well, it's not probably not my first choice. I was thinking maybe UFL or Minnesota, but
UFL. That was a serious consideration. Yeah. Yeah. Signing with the UFL after trying to figure out how to circumvent the draft with lawyers involved and everything too. I mean, this was a concerted effort that mm-hmm. he took. And now, though, he's got Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And I really liked what they did in the draft. Mm-hmm. And now they bring in a tight end in the first round so they can do some of the same things that they were doing in Detroit. And I think it's kind of interesting that Ben Johnson stays in that division. Who knows what happens with the Lions? They're still so talented, but they lose both of their coordinators, offensive and defensive coordinators. Aaron Glenn now head coach for the Jets. So I don't know. I feel like the Bears and Caleb are set up a lot better now than obviously last mm-hmm. year with Matt Eberflus. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. that. I mean, talk about embarrassments. Watching that on Thanksgiving, that game with the clock running out was absurd. Absurd. But yeah, I mean, it stinks for Caleb right now, but he's going to be just fine, I think.
Let me point this out, though. I actually think it's great for Caleb Williams because of the following. He could have gone out there last year on a press conference and he could have ratted out the whole place. He could have said, I'm watching film by myself in there. This is a mess. I don't feel supported. I've been on my butt 68 times out there. And this is not any way I wanted to greet the National Football League. He could have complained and he didn't. He kept his mouth shut. He went to work every day. And for all of you out there that had a problem with him, because he wore nail polish, or because he hugged his mom, or because maybe he cried at USC on
How
his
dare
last.
He?
I'm just saying to you, what a great guy you got. And what a great year you're going to have ahead. We're going to ask Michael Irvin that very question as he logs on about what he thinks about Caleb Williams, because Michael's never been afraid to be himself out there. And you know what I love about him? He's never been afraid to share an opinion. And that's why I always call Michael and say, Michael, will you come on
Such
for me?
Such a shy guy.
Such a shy guy. Michael Irvin, right here on the Rich Eisen Show when we come back.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions. So it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
This episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. When it's time for you to ditch the blacktop and head off-road, do it in a truck that says no to nothing. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Get the rugged capability of its Z71 suspension and 2-inch factory lift. Plus, impressive torque and towing capacity thanks to an available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Where other trucks call it quits, you'll just be getting started. Visit Chevy.com to learn more.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show right now on Roku. Sarah, what do you have in your mind?
My mom, during the show last week, sent a text to Chris because she's very upset about the term lead pipe wielding professional that Rich always uses.
You mean Rich's favorite term of
all
time?
Yeah, where he always says, I'm a lead pipe wielding professional. So my mom finally texted Chris. She was like, I'm not sure what this means. Rich uses it often and I have never understood its meaning. So I Googled it and this is what came up and now I'm more confused. Says lead pipe wielding professional likely refers to a plumber or pipe fitter who works with lead pipes, although the term wielding can be interpreted negatively, someone being careless or unsafe. And my mom says, it just makes me crazy. I'm older than him. I've never heard of it before. Is he a plumber? What kind of professional would wave around a pipe?
Okay, let me just tell your mom, I hope she's watching. Not only is Rich so not a plumber, which, by the way, I wish he had that skill because he can't fix anything.
Oh my god!
Wielding possibly with a pipe because he can't seem to use it effectively in any way. And I am so sorry. I will ask him to change, which he won't because he doesn't change.
Do you think he means something else?
Do you think he thinks it's a better
is this
expression?
A euphemism?
I don't know. Yeah. What's he waving around at your house, Susie?
Nothing good.
What kind of plumbing is he waving around?
This is a kid's show, Sarah.
I know.
I was going to ask about the rating.
By the way, no. He does say it. And then I realize sometimes I think I say it too. And now I will remove it from my vernacular. I think that might be the right move to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is it Mrs. Tiana?
Like, what do we call mom? Yeah. My mom's name is Sue. You can just call her Sue.
Hey, Sue. I'm really sorry. On behalf of my husband, I'm sorry for everything. I mean, you already have to deal with Chris Brockman. Yeah. Now I feel like doubly bad for you. But yeah, we'll work on the lead pipe wielding professional. Michael Irvin is stopping by. My favorite person to see. Marshall Falk's going to hear me say that. And I'm going to get a text any second saying, I thought I was your favorite, but Michael, you are my daughter's godfather, so maybe you're my favorite. Sorry, Marshall. How are you? Great to have you. Bye.
It is so great to speak with you, Susie, to speak with you guys here on my dad's show, the Rich Eisen Show. And you got, and Marshall knows, Susie, Marshall knows that you're like the mother of all of us, and you love all of us with a different kind of love. And I just happen to be that kid that needs the most motherly love.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I'm happy to be that kid. So he understands that.
He does. There's. I was going to say, there's enough for me to go around, but then again, in LA, that could have a very negative connotation. Michael, what do you think's happening in Chicago? What's your take on the Caleb Williams story that Seth Wickersham put out yesterday?
Well, talking about the film and nobody studying film with them and all of that stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. First of all, there's so many things in that story that kind of trips me out. You know, like back in the day, we lived in film rooms and it was okay to stay in film rooms. It was okay to practice all the time. But now everybody and all of the, you know, the PAs, they're limiting practice time. Now, I'm sure Caleb's been meeting with coaches during the sessions, like we have sessions, installments, and all of those things. But what I imagine what he's talking about is all of that extra time. He should always be meeting with the coach. He should be living with that offensive coordinator. No matter what he does, those two should be together. And I'm sure that's what he's talking about now. Now that he sees the kind of time he's putting in with Ben Johnson, he's like, wow, this is what it's supposed to be like. Oh, my God. Because the Norm Turners and Troy Aikmans, when I was in college, Gary Stevenson and Vinny Testaverde, when they walked, the right leg moved at the same time and the left leg moved at the same time. That's how much time they spent together. When you saw them walking together, they were really marching.
Yeah, I just couldn't think about that again without more, like, couldn't be more flummoxed. Guys have to have so much film review. And to think of the wasted opportunity for a number one pick, somebody that came in that they thought could be effective immediately turning around a program like this, and to leave him on his own. His father, Caleb Williams' father, was quoted as saying, Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die.
Yeah, but listen, any quarterback comes in the league and then go lockstep with his offensive coordinator is going to die. That's his point, period. There's no getting around it. And it's different. I don't have to be lockstep with my coach, even though I was, you know, receivers and DBs, things like that. You can go off and focus and watch him by yourself and get studied by yourself. But the coach... And especially offensive coordinator, who's ever calling the plays, and the quarterback, they have to live together. That's just it. They got to make sure that they have one brain when they are seeing things on the football field, and they got to see it together. So they have to literally live together.
Do you believe that this story will have ramifications moving forward now that we know that his father was so vocal, there were so many concerns? Like, how do you think this will change anything in the National Football League?
Well... Susie, like all of life, we got great people, and we got some people that are not so great at what they're doing. And then we got, since this is a physical sport, but it requires all your emotions, everything, you still got all these feelings involved. Some people are better at it than others. And the people that aren't so good at it, you see them bouncing around the NFL, and the people that are great, you see them position themselves in the NFL. It's as much as it is about football, it's about understanding personalities and understanding people and making sure that you're giving them what they need to succeed. If you are an offensive coordinator, especially a young quarterback, this is what you have to be looking for.
Let's talk about another young quarterback, Michael Irvin, here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about another guy, Cam Ward, your guy in with the Titans. What do you expect to see from him this year?
Well, first of all, real disappointing in the NFL to give Tennessee Titans no primetime games when the Tennessee Titans have the number one pick in the National Football League in the NFL draft. I don't think they've done that too often through the history, not giving him one of the weeks of the 17 weeks to showcase in prime time the number one pick. Of course, I'm taking that personally because in that primetime game, the game that he has all by himself, a standalone game, we would be talking about the U. And I'm going to tell you something. this kid, I told him, Susie, I told him, and I tell him all the time, I said, man, I just so appreciate you and what you've done for us. I thank you because remember the years we used to have Miami quarterbacks going first all the time back in my years. And then we had such a big drop. Cam Ward put us back on the map. Now we can go to the Carson Betts or the young kids that are in their homes when we talk to their parents and say, you can come be the next Cam Ward at the University of Miami. You know, the Vinny Testaverde and Bernie Kosar stuff, that had worn out. We couldn't use that no more. It was too long ago. But Cam gave us some new stuff. And Cam turns around and then brings in Xavier Restrepo, his receiver. Dude, I think they're going to have a great year together in Tennessee. He reminds me of the Steve McNair time. That's when Tennessee really hit that rise, and I believe they're about to hit another rise because he's a hell of a leader.
What were your thoughts watching Shedeur Sanders during the draft, and how do you see things working out for him this year?
There's a thing called homiletics, teaching and preaching. It means you use one letter to bring the subject, to bring all the subjects. I was both, pissed and then pleased. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how hard he pursued that dream. You know, how hard he talked about wanting to be drafted higher than his dad. It was one of the things that worked, made him work. And how badly he wanted to go play in the NFL. There were times he was like, him and his brother, look, can we talk to you about talking to my dad to let us go to the NFL? I said, keep me out of that. Keep me out of that. Better do you. You know, don't put me in that. Don't put me. You know? So we would laugh about that. But so to see him punish him like that and go through what he went through, that was painful for me. Honestly, Susie, think about this. And we talked about this on our show, and I said, I don't know if it's some conspiracy, but I can say it this way. I have never seen anyone that has had his kind of success in college put up the kind of numbers that he put up in college and drop to the fifth round. You want to tell me he's not a first rounder? You know, that's a thin line. I absolutely believe he's a first rounder. And here's the thing you heard people say. Oh, well, you know, he doesn't have the strongest arm, and he doesn't run real fast. Eli Manning doesn't have the strongest arm, and he doesn't run real fast. And he was the first pick in the draft. In the GOAT of all GOATs, God knows he doesn't have the strongest arm, and God really knows he can't run at all. You know what I'm saying? That's Tom Brady. So what we need to learn is, yeah, physical capabilities are important, but your ability to play it in big moments and in big time games and make those big plays are the most important thing, and that's playing football shoulders up. And that's what I saw in Shedeur all the years of watching him. And now he'll get a chance to do it. I thought he'll have a different approach coming into the NFL because everywhere he's gone, he had to work his way up from the bottom. All they did by doing this, even though it was painful to watch him drop, I was pleased with how he handled it. They gave him that same start again. He'll start from the bottom and climb his way up, and he'll make it work. I can't wait. What if he wins the starting job this year? Well, I mean, then what is everybody going to say? Mm-hmm. Cleveland was brilliant, or was the rest of us smart-ass dummies, and we missed it?
Yeah, because he basically has had a great minicamp. In early May, he was out there competing, and we all know that it's Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and himself as Deshaun Watson rehabs. But even so, you're absolutely right. I mean, is this another one, like Colleen, you can jump in if you want, but like, I think it's just an interesting question. Will they look brilliant or will they just look lucky?
Yes. Will Cleveland look brilliant? I think that is something that could actually happen. No one has ever said that ever in the history of Cleveland. Irv, I miss you. Hi, great to see you. I have so many questions for you, and you know what? I don't know how much time we have with you, but I wanted to ask you about Brian Schottenheimer and
wait, Colleen, how you gonna sit over there that long and not say anything?
I was just waiting. This is my first time on this show.
And I share the spotlight.
Listen, I'm just here for vibes, and I will, like, you know, tap in, tap out. However, I do want to ask you about Brian Schottenheimer and then also Tyler Booker going up against Jalen Carter and then DeMarcus Lawrence to start his NFL career. But before we get to any of that, I know that you told me when we used to do Thursday Night Football together that you would take every offseason to learn something new, to expand your horizons about something. What is this year's topic?
Well, you know, actually, this year I've really gone deep into trying to get health and doing my health. I went the other day and got that blood oil transfusion thing. You know,
what is
take
that?
Blood out of them. And it's called EBU. They take your blood out of one arm, and it goes through this machine. I don't know why I'm giving all this promo, but it's good. It's so good. And they put the blood back in you. Your blood goes back in you.
They spin it, right?
Yeah, they clean it. Oh, my God. I don't even know what was in that tube. You know what I mean?
I feel like you should probably have known what was in that tube.
Coming out, right. And that's what I was saying. Oh, my God, this is what I've been doing to my blood. What is that? You know what I mean? So, I'm glad you asked me that, because I want to encourage. I'm seeing a lot of my Red Berry good friends, I mean, deal with, like, prostate cancer and situations and problems. And it is scary. It's scary. So I've been diving into all of this health stuff at the cellular level. And that's why I'm trying to jump into that stuff. I tell my business partner and my friends the other day, I am trying to get every bit of my time.
That's right.
And every dime out of this body before I
leave. You know, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, I will get it.
Couple more questions before we have to say goodbye to Michael Irvin. Dallas and Eagles, that game is just staring at me on this schedule grid. What are your thoughts on that as we look ahead to the season?
Man, I love what they have done here. Even though I hated how they did Tennessee and the schedule release, the Cowboys, they showed you, even coming off a 7-10 record, back you down. We still the machine that we are. That schedule shows you that Kansas City is very important. And Kansas City also, you know, I saw the other day, Susie, they were saying it's Kansas City, the new America's team now, you know. And Colleen, you know, we've had that question a million times on the show, Colleen. I get it all the time. And the schedule shows me everything, because the schedule says Kansas City, Dallas, and the Commanders. They gave them all the big-time games. But Dallas and Kansas City, they gave the two biggest games. Kansas City was in the Super Bowl last year. Dallas was 7-10. And you know what? We still got more eyes than them all.
Who won that game?
In Kansas City, they're not just winning championship. They got the all-American girl on there with them. And I love them. I love Travis Kelce. That's my favorite player in the whole National Football League. I love him more than anything. And they got everything. And that's why I wasn't worried about New England taking over the American moniker, America's team moniker, because you can't become America's team when your head coach is the conundrum, you know, that guy, Belichick. But Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, everybody loves all of them. I was worried.
You know, oh, my God, we're going to get him a jersey.
I know.
It might burn on your body, but we might get you a jersey. Can we get you to play the win-loss game, the Cowboys win-loss game? Can we go through the season with just a quick one?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it. We got music. You ready, RJ? This is very exciting. All right, here we go, guys. This is my favorite time of year. This is like Christmas for me. I love these. You ready, RJ? You got music? Little NFL films? All right, here we go. Week one at Philadelphia.
Let me give you something. Week one, Dallas wins at Philadelphia. Philadelphia is getting pat on the back. Good job last year. Get pat on the back. And Dallas, with the new head coach, focuses in, new players. They get down to the little little things, knocking them down, and they win that game. That's going to be the opener Thursday night. That's going to send everybody crazy.
Fantastic. Week two, Giants visiting.
Come on.
All right. Yeah, we know that. Okay. Week three at Chicago.
That's going to be a very good game, because Ben Johnson is going to try to put in a lot of things. But Dallas will win because it's early on. I would worry about that game later on as Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson gets more of a relationship. But Dallas wins early.
Week four, Green Bay at home.
The game's in Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be their first loss.
Ooh. Week five. First loss for Green Bay. Okay.
Yeah. Green Bay.
Okay, week five at the Jets. Loss, right?
Oh, come on.
That's a win. That's a win. What do you think? Is that a win?
That'd be Jets. They'll be the Jets.
Okay, week six at Carolina.
They'll beat Carolina.
Week seven, Washington. Ooh, that's a good one.
Careful, careful.
That's a great one. Trap game.
That game in Washington or in Dallas?
No, that's in Dallas.
Oh, we'll win that game in Dallas.
Ooh. All right.
A Christmas
game,
no worry about. We're coming back at Christmas.
Yeah, week 8 at Denver.
That needs
Secondary. Mm-hmm. I think they get Denver. It's been a tough game, though. Denver will be a tough game. Coach to coach.
So what are you taking?
So they win?
I'm taking Denver. I'm taking Dallas.
Okay.
I'm taking
Dallas. Oh, the air is not that Dallas thin. Week 9, right. Home for Arizona.
You'll beat Arizona. You'll beat Arizona.
Week 10 is bye.
I'm telling you, we got a good season going. If these guys are going to come together, I just see this. And Colin, you asked me about Tyler Booker. I love that draft pick. I love everything they've done in the draft. And then adding on George Pickens. That's why I'm real high on what they're doing right now.
You have them 8-1 right now.
Right, I know. And that's why it's a good start. Okay. And everybody's talking about they have start. Now, the end of this season is going to be tough. They got a tough schedule in it. A lot of tight games.
Yeah, speaking of insane odds, the next one's at Las Vegas, week 11.
We'll be out there and we'll win. You can take those odds all the way to Las Vegas. We will
win. We're going to win a game.
Okay, that's a great game. Week 12, home for Philly.
Now, that's one. We'll lose that game.
Okay. Week 13, your boys, the Chiefs, at home for the Chiefs. That's Thanksgiving.
We'll lose that game.
Mm-hmm. Week 14, at Detroit. What's the asterisk for, Mike? I don't even know. Primetime game. All right, primetime game at Detroit. Thursday nighter?
Oh, people are going to trip here, boy. It's going to be hard. After you lose two in a row, everybody starts flipping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be pressure, and then Dallas will lose three in a row here.
Ooh, so you're saying week 15, Minnesota lost?
No, Dallas will beat Minnesota week 15.
Okay, all right.
They'll come off that three-game slide.
Oh, yeah,
They'll have four losing games, four games. Yeah, they'll come back and win. They'll come back and beat Minnesota.
Week 16, home for the Chargers.
They'll beat the Chargers. Now, that Christmas game, go ahead on. They'll beat the Chargers.
Okay. All right. Week 17 at Washington.
The Christmas game.
That's the Christmas game right there? Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the game. And that's what I have in the schedule. I have those losses, but look at what those days of those losses, the Thanksgiving, the Christmas. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's bad.
Everybody's
bad
watching holiday, those.
The bad holidays. Well, but I think they will lose that game, too.
Bad Santa makes a return. Week 18 at the New York Giants.
We win.
Who did the math?
12-5.
Wow.
12-5. Now, let me tell you, let me make sense on that. The three years prior to last year, they went 12-5. Each of those years. And those years, one year, I think it was like 30 points a game. They averaged 28, and another like 27.5 or something like that. It was about 28 points if you average it out, 28 points. Last year, they dropped down to 20 points a game. I said they needed to go and focus on one side of the ball. Don't worry about trying to fill in all the holes. You focus on one side of the ball, which is the offense, the correct side of the ball, the offense. You put somebody else with CeeDee Lamb, which you did with Pickens. You picked up a Tyler Booker, the right kind of attitude to build an offense like you had when we had that stellar offense with Tyron Smith and all of those guys, Travis Frederick and Frank Martin and all of those guys. Zach Martin. Now you're back on top, putting up 27, 28, 30 points a game that'll get you right back to that 12-5. You see how that worked out? I'm not just throwing this out. I have thought this out, and I'm giving it out to you.
You are generous. Michael Irvin, we love you. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye, Irv.
You too. You two up there, I love very dearly. And I'm going to tell you something, too, Susie. It was so great working with Colleen because she was, she's taking over for Rich and stuff on Thursday night. And it was a big job over there with all the guys we have. And Colleen has to get us in and out of breaks. And we ain't following no rules.
No.
And we're going. And Colleen had to grab, guys, I would have to, after the show, say, That was a great job grabbing power, getting your power, and getting us to the next block. I said, good job. I'll text her and tell her, good job. But don't let Steve or none of these guys mess with you. So she's always done a great job. I appreciate working with her. Oh, I love you guys.
Thanks, well, that's
because she's a pipe-wielding professional. Mike, thanks so much. We'll take a break when we come back. When we come back, we'll try to... Where are we even? Who knows?
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Mike Del Tufo over there, when Justin Hartley of This Is Us was here on Friday, he planks weights on his back. Okay, there he is. Putting plank after plank. That was a 45-pound. He waves on more weight. See? Come on. Let's get some more. Right? Del Tufo sees this and he goes, I could do that, is what he said. And Mike, he said he would do 145. Now, we took that. When you say when he can do 145, how much weight do you think that means? Just off
145.
Plate. Right.
No. No. One plate, that weighs 45 pounds.
Get out of here.
Mike Del Tufo, how long do you say you can do this?
A minute, come on.
All right, here we go.
Mike, hey, get off your knees.
Go to the right spot in your mind now. Go to the right spot in your mind, buddy. Come on, look at him. All we see is the finish line, baby. All we see
coach
is
him up,
victory.
Irv.
That's
coach
all
him
you
up.
See. Victory is simple, baby.
Ooh.
Right
uh-oh,
now,
uh-oh.
Don't worry about your body, baby. Our mind's controlling our body. Our
preach,
body
Michael, preach.
Control our mind. We got this, baby. We got this. We gonna show the world. That's what you're about to
what
show.
Do we got?
Show the world, baby. Don't worry about it.
Just only 24 seconds.
Don't worry about it.
Flatten out,
don't worry
Mike.
About it. You got two blocks out. All right. You got two blocks gone.
Halfway home.
You got two blocks gone. You halfway got two home. More go. All see, just see that finish line. Look at the glory. Look at your chest touching the tape. Get your chest on that tape. Look at you, baby.
20
you're
seconds to go.
In. You're coming in 20 seconds, baby. You can finish this, man. We can do this.
Let's go, Irv. Come on.
And now,
the airing of grievances.
My God, no. Wait, I think you know they're done more.
I want, that's why I waved Rich arm for
you
another 10.
Them. You waved them off.
I want another 10.
You could have waved.
I do that every day, people, at the gym.
I can't tell.
I do it. I do it. I love you, Mooch. That's why I love Mooch. I can't tell. Did not think I was going to be able to do that.
Mike, I got to be honest with you. I did not think you were going to do that. But the fact that you did it, and by the way, great coaching up.
Yeah,
you're a motivator. Now, way to go, baby. Way to go, man. Way to work, baby.
Mooch,
you know, man. I'm proud of
you. Got a clock on you. Make sure.
Mike Del Tufo apparently is now listed as questionable for Tuesday's Rich Eisen show. You good?
Probable.
Your problem? I love it.
There is just no better coach than Michael Irvin, by the way.
I know.
And thank God Rich didn't do that because he might be in traction. Yeah. Just saying. My favorite Michael Irvin story, guys, really quick.
Oh, I love this.
He's Taylor's godfather, as I mentioned before. And that is really scary. I thought when she gets to date, when he opens the door, it's going to be ugly. I think I told you this, right? at Taylor's baby naming. Is that the one I'm telling you about?
Maybe. Any Michael Irvin story is great, though.
So he spoke at Taylor's baby naming, and it was really the most beautiful, eloquent speech. He happened to be wearing a skin-tight sweater. Every woman in the room was like,
not
listening.
And
their husbands were like, hello, I'm right here. And they're like, tell us more, Michael, tell us more. And yeah. It was just so fantastic.
I mean, he would, our production meetings for Thursday Night Football, he would come in to breakfast full on working out still, like at the egg station. I mean, he's a riot, but always working out.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take some calls because I do love calls right here on Roku.
Let's do it.
Fun.
Patrick in Tampa, Florida. You want to do Bucks win loss?
Yes. Good morning.
How are you, Patrick?
Hi, Patrick.
What up, Pat?
I'm fantastic.
Oh, I'd like to hear it. What do you think of us?
Don't go around the horn first. Okay, first, Colleen, your work with the NFL Network, fantastic. You do a great job. Every time I watch the NFL Network, always happy to see you. Congrats to your Eagles. Next thing, I got to say hello to Sarah. Sarah, your comedy is phenomenal.
Aw, thanks.
You're hilarious. And KG's about the same age as my daughter, Madeline. And so anytime you make, you're telling real parent stories about him, we love it.
Aw, thank you.
Isn't it so nice we get our friends to call in?
I know.
All right. We paid Patrick. All right, yeah, Patrick, we have a minute to do win-loss. You ready to go fast?
I'm a pipe-wielding professional.
Oh, my God. Amazing. All right, music, RJ, here we go. Week one, at Atlanta.
At Atlanta, win.
Boo.
It'll be close, but it wins.
All right, at Houston, week two.
Loss.
New York Jets, week three.
Hi, Richie, it's a win.
Wow. Philadelphia, week four.
It's a loss.
At Seattle, home. Week five.
Yeah.
Week five. Loss to the Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm. Week six, San Francisco, at home.
Win.
At Detroit, week seven.
Close one, but it's a win.
All right, at New Orleans, week eight.
The Saints got a number. It's a loss.
Bye week followed by New England at home.
You know those people from New England, but the Bucks, I think, will take this one.
Yeah, the Pats wanted Chris Godwin. All right, week 11 at
That's
Buffalo.
Right. Again. Buffalo, Josh Allen's got our number. That's a loss.
He's got everybody's number. Week 12 at the Rams.
Rams win.
Oh,
I like it. Wow, it's bold. Home for Arizona.
Arizona, Hassan Reddick comes back strong against his old team, and he's going to win.
Ooh.
Win strong, that one.
Home for New Orleans.
The Saints, we're going to win.
Home for Atlanta.
Saints will get us, or excuse me, Falcons will get us on this one. That's a loss.
At Carolina, week 16.
16, 17, and 18, those are all wins. The Bucks are going to win out from week 16 on.
Win,
wow,
win, win.
Patrick,
thanks again for having us. Appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
I always like to have the callers. We're going to get them all on. I promise before we get
call
out
in,
of this
gang.
Show. Keep calling, you guys. You know I'm going to clean this out. But first, Holly Rowe joins us at the top of the next hour. We will see you at the top of the hour right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. The Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.